April 12th evening, Charmaine Needy, Beijing.
在这里的话呢，我就先看到部分呢，开始了描述呢，这个贡献服务活动。
He said that after many millions of births of wandering through various species of life, the fortunate living entity, that is those who have performed sufficient sukriti.
那么他讲到了经历了百万生世的轮回。 那么那些幸运的灵魂呢，也就是说呢，他们累积了足够的这个呢，sukriti的，就虔诚善行的这些呢灵魂。
Come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, and by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, they get the seed of the creeper of pure devotional service.
那么他们能够遇到一个呢，接触到一个呢纯正无为的灵性导师，也及着Krishna以及这样一位古鲁的仁慈的话呢，他得到了奉爱服务的这个呢蔓藤的种子。
You have also recently all received the seed of the creeper of pure devotional service from Srila Gurudev.
那么你们最近也是这一段时间了，也从Gurudev那里接受到了这个呢奉献服务的这个呢种子。
Some of you 3 years ago, some of you 3 months ago, some of you just a couple of weeks ago.
那么有的人可能是3年前，有的人呢可能呢是。 几个月前，有的人呢可能是几个星期前。
So it will be very beneficial for us to read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami about what happens after one receives the seed of that creeper.
所以的话呢，我们从这里的话呢，去聆听呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu对Rupa Goswami这个教导的话呢，去明白，在接受到了这个奉爱的种子，这个Lata Beach之后的话呢，会发生什么事情呢？
And that's where we're beginning our reading this afternoon.
那么这就是我们下午这个呢经典阅读阅读经典的这个开始。
Mahaprabhu continued, when a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart.
那么这里面讲到当一个人接受到了这个奉爱的这个种子之后呢，他就要变得像一个园丁一样，在心中去栽种。
I think it's
no. It's okay. It's for the computer. It's not for me outside. It's for the computer connecting with the chatting house.
I see. It's so can they hear?
Can they hear
well enough, Vasanti?
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. So.
你们听得见吗?
听得见。
Oh, they are. I think they dropped the line. They're calling again. You receive the phone.
Yeah, every couple of minutes.
They're already made off, cut off maybe.
Why is that? Every couple of minutes you can ask them, are you there?
Oh. You have to answer the phone.
Did you see it?
They're calling.
Yeah, we didn't hear anything.
You should have heard it. If they called, you would have heard it.
Yeah, I heard. 听到了吗?
They're calling the wrong number. They're calling you.
听到了吧? 刚才怎么断线了? 掉下去了? Oh, now maybe you touch too much and then they cut off the line. 现在可以吗?
You touch the computer too much?
现在可以吗? 海波? 喂?
I think they're
calling you, Jumayana. They should call Sharon.
No, they're calling you.
No, that phone's that computer's ringing.
Yeah, they're calling now. You see the phone? Yeah.
Now I receive this here?
Ribble. Ah, hold on.
Now she's on.
Oh. Okay.
So when he receives the seed of devotional service from the spiritual master, then he himself, the disciple, should become a gardener and sow that seed within his heart.
Sow the seed.
So when you have a seed and you sow it in the earth, you put it in the earth and cover it with earth.
那么这里面讲的当一个门徒接受到了这个奉爱的种子之后，他必须本身就变成一个园丁，然后开始栽种这个种子。
Then if he waters the seed, gradually by the process of shravana and kirtan, or hearing and chanting, chanting the name and chanting the glories.
通过Shravana和Kirtanam，也就是聆听和唱诵圣名这些程序，去给这个种子浇水。
This is the watering process.
那么这称为呢哈浇水的程序。
Then that seed will begin to sprout.
那么这一个呢种子哈开始呢发芽啊。
So, as one waters the seed of the creeper of devotion, the seed sprouts.
那么当一个人哈给这个呢奉爱的种子哈这个蔓藤这个蔓藤的种子浇水的时候呢这个种子呢开始呢哈就是萌芽了。
And the plant gradually grows to a point.Where it penetrates right through the walls of the universe.
那么当然哈，它呢这个呢，这个种子啊，一直哈长，这个蔓藤一直长哈，到一个程度的话呢，它可以呢穿透呢哈这个物质宇宙。
Now it's not very easy to get through the walls of the universe.
哦，那么穿透这个哈宇宙啊哈，这个物质宇宙的话呢，不是那么容易的。
Like this universe, which is one of the smallest universes.
那么现在我们身处这个宇宙呢，被称为呢哈，在那个尺度上是最小的一种宇宙。
It is approximately 4.5 billion miles in diameter.
4.5 billion miles. 那么大概有4.5亿啊，45亿公里，不知道多少里啊，就是 miles， 比公里还要长的啊。
Now 10 times the
这直径
10 times the length of the diameter.
嗯。
There's a whole wall layer of earth.
嗯。
Around this space of the universe.
哦 ，like this space 10 times.
Well, space is 4.5 billion, right? And then 10 times that, all around, is a layer of earth.
那么在这个宇宙哈，就是圆周呢，10倍的话呢哈，才是呢哈覆盖的这个土啊啊这个元素的啊。
10 times layer of earth is layer of water.
那么呢哈，再10倍的话呢哈，就是呢水元素。
Around the earth.
啊，在土元素之外的哈，还有。
10 times layer of water is fire.
那么再上去的话呢哈，是火元素。
10 times that is air.
那么再往上面是呢哈土这个空气。
Did I turn it off?
They're calling off again. I think the connection is not good. Vasanti?
They're not calling here.
Yeah, calling here.
Oh, you're hearing them. Okay, let's see what happens. I wonder why, because I'm not touching the Skype button.
Yeah, I know. I think the connection is not good.
Okay,
huh?
So everyone.
It's calling again and again, disturbing the class.
Oh.
Wait, Haribo.怎么回事啊？OK， 听到了吗
？OK，
可能是不是那个线好像有 very connection is not good，
嗯，
那个接线好像不太好。
Yeah。
来
电话是不是干扰？
嗯。
So then, 10 times that of air is ether. 10 times that mind. 10 times that false ego. And 10 times.Is contaminated consciousness.
嗯，那么的话，这个八个元素的话，依次的话呢，哈，递增呢，都是前面这个元素的10倍哦，在覆盖着呢整个宇宙哈，这个空间的啊外围。
So that's what the wall of the universe is.
这个被称为呢哈，这个宇宙的墙啊，啊，我们要穿透这个墙啊。
So by the process of inoffensive chanting and hearing.
那么通过呢没有冒犯的哈，唱诵、聆听和唱诵这个程序。
After having sowed the seed in the heart.The plant gradually grows so that it cuts through all the walls of the universe.
所以的话呢，哈，就是说呢，当这个种子下去种下去之后呢，那么呢，它会呢，哈，通过聆听和唱诵这个程序的话呢，哈，我们穿透了呢宇宙哈这个八层覆盖哈这个墙了。
And it goes beyond the Viraja River, that is the river in between the spiritual world and the material world.
然后呢，哈，再穿透呢 Viraja 啊 Viraja River 啊，就是说呢这个交界河这一地带啊，就是说物质世界和灵性世界中间啊这个交界。
Then beyond the universe, it attains the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, which is in between all the different Vaikuntha planets.
In between.
Well, you know, like there's outer space in between all these planets.
那么哈，最后呢哈，穿透呢哈这个非人格的光啊这一块呢。那么这个非人格光呢哈，据说呢在每一个 Vaikuntha 星系，每个 Vaikuntha 星系哈在周边呢啊。
And then it gradually reaches the highest planet.
然后最后呢哈，到的呢 Goloka Vrindavan 这个地方啊。
Then being situated in one's heart and being watered by the process of hearing and chanting.
那么呢，最后呢哈，在我们心中哈确立下来了哦，通过聆听和唱诵的话呢，就得到滋养。
She's calling again.
The creeper of devotional service. Continues to grow.
那么这个呢哈，蔓藤呢就开始呢哈，就是说呢一再的哈这个成长。
Now I have to tell you something about the plant.
那么哈，我讲到了哈这个蔓藤了。
First it grows 2 leaves, then 4, and then 6.
那么这个蔓藤呢，首先呢哈是两片叶子先出来，然后呢再是四片，再是六片。
Is she on?
I think so. 听到了吗？啊？哦，老师这样写 ，OK. It's maybe you just put here, otherwise it's calling and we don't know.
All right.
嗯。
So the first two leaves are the two leaves of Sadhan Bhakti.
那么首先长出那两片叶子呢，被称为呢 Sadhan Bhakti 啊，这个两片叶子啊，奉爱的休息阶段。
Sadhan Bhakti means to engage all of the senses, mind and words in the service of the Lord in the nine devotional practices for the express purpose.Of attaining Bhava Bhakti.
那么呢，哈，这个 Sadhana Bhakti 的意思呢，就是将所有的感官，哈，也包括呢心意以及言语，哈，这些呢功能呢，投入于呢从事呢九种奉爱活动。那么这个呢，终极为了呢，哈，这个呢灵性情感，哈，这个表达了表露啊，就是那个 Bhava Bhakti 啊，这个呢阶段。
So these first two leaves, one is, what is it called?
Sadhana Bhakti?
Huh? No, it's that you get all good qualities, all auspicious qualities come to you.
Understand.
And the other leaf is that all bad qualities and all suffering goes away.
嗯，那么这两片叶子呢，分别代表的话呢，就是说呢，我们的物质痛苦的消除啊，去苦离苦得乐啊。那么第二种呢，就是说呢，得到呢吉祥的东西啊，在人生中展现啊吉祥的迹象。
So if these two leaves have not opened for me, it means I'm not really engaged.
那么如果呢这两片叶子没有呢真正长出来的话呢，证明我们没有真正在从事呢奉爱服务。也就是说呢，我们不能够离苦得乐，不能够也人生之中没有吉祥的东西来的话呢，出现的话呢，这证明我们还没真正进入呢 Sadhana Bhakti 之中啊，就奉爱的休息阶段还没开始。
Okay, so then the second two leaves come, and they come at the time of Bhava Bhakti when.Real spiritual emotions are starting to develop.
那么其次呢哈，第二片、第三片和第四片叶子哈，就是在两片叶子长的时候呢，就是在 Bhava Bhakti 这个阶段啊，就是超然的情感呢萌发的阶段啊。
And one leaf is called very rarely achieved. Such bhakti is very rarely achieved.
那么其中呢哈，一种呢这个呢叶子呢代表的话呢是很罕有的哈，能够得到一种奉爱。
And the other leaf is called it defeats the pleasure.Of impersonal liberation, and makes impersonal liberation become as small as a atom in comparison to the ocean of happiness of such bhakti.
那么另外一片叶子的话呢，哈，它出现的时候呢，它击败呢所有非人格，这个呢，非人格能够给你带来的所有快乐，这里面讲到了非人格完了这个快乐的话呢，相当于一个原子，而那个哈相当于汪洋大海那样子的。
And then this five and six come.
那么最后呢哈，两片叶子哈，第五片和第六片叶子，那么出来。
Number five is that it gives unlimited happiness.
那么第五片叶子呢，代表呢它赐予呢哈无限种类的快乐。
Extreme, intense, unlimited happiness.
哦，无限的，而且呢是极度强烈的哦，这种呢叫狂喜哦，这种快乐。
And number six, it attracts Krishna.
哦，第六片叶子呢，就说呢它意味着它吸引 Krishna 啊，能够吸引。
How much does it attract Krishna?He may faint and roll on the ground and start weeping and embrace you.
那么呢，这种吸引 Krishna 到什么程度呢？哈，他开始呢去拥抱哦这样一位奉献者哦，并且呢在地上打滚哦等等。
That's a lot of attraction.
那称为呢哈极大的吸引的哈，就是能够吸引 Krishna 令到他能够这样子啊。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢哈继续呢讲到。
The creeper gradually expands in Goloka Vrindavan planet.
那么呢哈，他说这个 creeper 的话呢哈，这个蔓藤逐步呢哈。生长到了 Goloka Vrindavan 这个地方了。
And there it produces the fruit of love of God.
那么在那里的话，真正在那一个地方哈，结下了呢对神的爱哈这种果实了。
Although the gardener is still in the material world, at least he looks like he is.
那么尽管这时候呢哈，这个园丁啊还在这个物质世界哈，看起来还在这个世界啊，在培养这个奉爱。
And but the top of the creeper has already reached Goloka Vrindavan.
但是呢，他所栽种的这个蔓藤呢哈，这个顶端呢已经到达了 Goloka Vrindavan 了，已经在那边了。
He keeps watering the creeper.
那么依然这个园丁
with the water of hearing and chanting.
啊，这个园丁的话呢，依然用他的聆听和唱诵哈，这些休息的话呢，来给这个蔓藤的根呢浇水。
Now the next bunch of instructions is for those devotees who the first two have not really opened yet.
那么紧接下去的话，他给的训示的话呢，是给予那些哈连第
前面两片叶子还没长出来的奉献者哈，这些训示。
Because we're not engaged in pure sadhana bhakti, we have other desires than bhava bhakti.
因为呢，当我们还没有从事于纯粹的 sadhana bhakti 的时候的话呢，我们呢哈就不会呢哈，就是说呢，真正有这种then we could not have the pure bhava. If we don't have the pure sadhana bhakti.
Pure sadhana bhakti means it's performed exclusively for the purpose.Of developing bhava bhakti.
因为呢哈，这个纯粹的 sadhana bhakti 的话呢，它的目的呢就是为了去发展出呢 bhava bhakti 哈。如果呢一个人还没有真正呢进行纯净的哈这个 sadhana bhakti 的修习呢，意味着他这时候还有其他欲望哈掺杂在里面的。
But if we're engaged in what looks like bhakti,、
嗯、
but our aim is not bhava bhakti constantly,、
嗯、
then it's not really called sadhana bhakti. It's called Sadhana abhas or a shadow or semblance of sadhana bhakti.
所以呢，有时候呢哈，尽管我们从事于呢这个活动啊，那么呢看起来好像是呢哈做了所有的程序了啊这些东西啊等等的，但是实际上的话呢，因为我们的愿望哈、啊、并非呢去发展的 bhava bhakti， 而是混杂有其他欲望，那么实际上导致的结果就是什么呢？The result will be that we are.
Well, the result is that the first two leaves don't open.
啊，那么这两片叶子呢哈长不出来了哦。这两片就是真正是呢纯粹蔓藤了，第一两片前面两片叶子都长不出来、嗯、
The first two leaves being getting rid of all bad qualities and suffering and getting all the good qualities.
那么第一片叶子呢就是离苦啊，那么第二片呢就得到吉祥了啊，能够离苦得乐，实际上就是啊两片叶子没有出来，没有长出来。
So like if I desire profit, adoration, distinction, I hope the prasadam tastes good today. Why is it so late?
比如说呢，我愿望哈还有很多了哈，比如说我希望得到别人的欣赏啊哈，别人的崇拜啊，甚至哈还有呢，就是说呢，这个 prasadam 要好吃啊哈，或者是呢哈今天 prasadam 能不能晚哈，等等。
I want to enjoy more opulence.
啊，想享受呢哈更多的物质的哈富裕啊。
How dare that person speak about me behind my back?
啊，就这个人哈，竟敢呢在我外面后面哈说我坏话哈。
So that means we have other ambitions other than bhava bhakti.
啊，我们呢在修习的过程中呢。并非以 bhava bhakti 哈作为目标啊，而是呢还混杂有其他欲望在里面呢。
In which case, even the first two leaves don't open, what to speak of the next?
那么这就说呢，意味着呢前面两片叶子都张不开哈，更何况是后面呢哦那些叶子出不来。
Okay. I'm sorry. Is she there?
I think.
Okay. So so this is for the devotees who have not yet who are doing sadhana bhas.
嗯、那么这个称为呢哈 ，sadhana abhas 啊，类似于啊 ，sadhana 的影子，或者是呢、
okay.
影子状态哈、啊，不是真正的纯粹的呢修行啊 ，sadhana。
So,
所以 sadhana abhas。
Continue,
所以呢，马法布呢哈继续呢再讲这些。
If a devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world，
啊，他说呢，如果一个呢哈修习者的话呢哈，他对奉献者 Vaishnava 做出冒犯了。与此同时呢又在这个物质世界上去呢培育呢这种呢哈修行。
His offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots a creeper and breaks it.
那么呢哈他的冒犯呢被称为呢哈像个疯狂大象一样哈，这样这个呢疯狂大蟒蛇哈连根拔起哈，并且把它折断了。
In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up.
那么这样子的话呢哈，他这个蟒蛇的叶子的话呢最后呢会干掉。
So the gardener must defend the creeper.By fencing it all around.
所以呢，这时候呢，讲到这个哈，园丁啊，要呢小心的哈，将这个呢蔓藤保护好，并且在周围呢哈护理啊。
In that way, the powerful mad elephant of offense cannot enter.
这时候呢哈，这个强有力的冒犯哈，称为呢野象哈，大野象的话呢，不能够进入你的啊这个啊栅栏里面的。
Now, what is the fence made of?
那么这个栅栏是由什么构成呢？
Association of pure devotees.
被称为呢哈纯粹奉献者的联谊哈，围成的这个呢哈栅栏啊，这个保护圈呢啊。
So, now while that little baby creeper is growing, sometimes unwanted creepers, like the creepers of desires for material enjoyment.
那么呢，当这个哈小蔓藤呢慢慢长的时候呢哈，周围呢还有一些呢哦。不要的一些呢哈杂草呢哈开始长了，那么这些杂草呢就是呢物质享受啊。
Well, the desire for impersonal liberation from the world.
物质享受的愿望以及呢哈想寻求呢这个呢
从这个物质世界里面得到非人格解脱的这种欲望得到解脱
They grow along with the original creeper
那么这个呢跟原初的这个蔓藤一起生长的这些东西
And the varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited
那么这些呢杂草的种类是无限的什么都可以冒出来
so what does an unwanted creeper mean? Suppose there's a nice plant growing What would the unwanted creeper be? It would be a weed
那么这个要不得的这个蔓藤是什么呢就是这些杂草这些周围
So what does that weed do? The weed comes and it strangles the original creeper.
那么这个杂草的话就会来将这个原初的蔓藤会让它干枯掉了。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to give like a little list of the unnecessary creepers or the weeds.
那么Mahaprabhu这里面就着重的列了一个清单出来了这些要不得的杂草有哪一些要注意的。
He already said that the way to avoid the mad elephant offense, offense to Vaishnavas, is by offense.
那么刚才他讲到了这个野象，这个对Vaishnava冒犯这个野象的这个方法呢，就是这个栅栏，这个栅栏呢，就是纯粹奉献者的联谊。
But now he's going to tell what the weeds are and how to pull them out.
那么现在呢，他止住了在园子里面了那么那些杂草是什么要把它也拔掉。So,
some of the unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those who are trying to attain perfection.
那么第一种就是说我们的言行举止的话对于那些想达到完美的人呢 他是不能接受的，比如说我们有些举止追求完美的人的话呢，他已经难以接受。
Like criticizing others.
包括呢，批评别人。
Gossiping about others.
闲聊别人。
Eating foods that are not offered to Krishna.
吃一些未供奉给 Krishna 的食物。
Going to movies.
去呢。
Of sense gratification.
感官享受了，包括看电影等等的很多了。
Not following the instructions of the pure devotee, like not chanting.
比如说不追寻纯粹奉献者给你的训示，比如说呢。
With other devotees.
不唱诵，不聆听经典，不与其他奉献者联谊。
Okay. Then diplomatic behavior.
还有一种过度，耍手腕，这种交往方式。
Diplomatic, like hypocritical or. Dishonest,
not
keeping one's word.
然后不尊敬别人，不恭敬别人。
And such kind of activities can never satisfy the soul.
那么这种行为的话，不能够满足我们的灵魂呢。
They might satisfy my sense of pride or my anger for a couple of minutes.
它可能会满足。
Ultimately, I feel completely unsatisfied.
它可能满足我们的这个骄傲等等呢。 几秒钟吧，一点点短暂的满足我们这些心态，但是实际上呢，终极来说呢，我们不能因这些而得到满足。
Mahaprabhu mentions here mundane profiteering, mundane profit adoration.
那么这里面Mahaprabhu讲到了世俗的、物质的这种崇拜、恭维。
All these are unwanted creepers.
那这些称为要不得的这些杂草了。
So, if one does not distinguish between the bhakti creeper and the weed,
如果一个人没有真正的分辨力去分辨这个奉爱的蔓藤以及这些杂草
And by not distinguishing, he's unconsciously watering the weeds
而且也对自己没有意识下已经给那杂草也浇水了他完全就是稀里糊涂的没有真正的分辨能力给杂草也浇水给这个也浇水
Then the weeds get nourished and the bhakti creeper is choked.
那么这时候杂草得到了滋养，而你的分外蔓藤就被卡住了。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that we must constantly distinguish.
因此，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 指出了我们要不断的有这种分辨能力，这分辨能力必须有。
Another one that's mentioned here is that pretending that I'm very advanced just to make a show.
那么还有一种就是说把自己打扮着好像修行很高，只是为了表面上的一些功夫。There's
a funny story that Gurudev tells in this connection about pretending.
那么关于冒牌假冒的话，Gurudev讲了一个故事，有趣的故事。
He said there was one man, and it was a codicil, I mean Janmashtami, some fasting day.
Mm.
And he was showing off that, yes, I fast everything without water and just showing off that I'm so advanced.
那么呢，就讲到这个奉献者呢，哈 ，Blas Ekadasi， 反正是一个戒食日的哈，还是 Janmashtami， 他就啊到处呢哈，像人家啊张扬自己哈，说我呢哈什么我都戒哈，完全戒，嗯。
And oh, I bathe 3 times a day in the sacred holy rivers.
然后呢，我到圣河里面去哈，一天呢沐浴三次哈，那天啊。
So what he did was, whenever he was bathing in the Jamuna, he would go under the water and drink some water.
那么呢，实际上他每次沐浴的话呢，他会呢哈跑到 Yamuna 河呢，潜到河底上去喝一点，偷喝水哈。他说他戒食嘛，他完全什么都不喝哈。但是呢，一天呢哈去那沐浴三次，然后呢每次潜进去呢都喝一点水，偷喝一点水。
There's no harm in doing that if I can't fast.
如果一个人，
嗯，
一个人呢，啊，一个人如果很诚实哈，做不了呢全戒，那他可以呀，喝点水没问题哈，喝点圣河。
Making a big show.
但是呢，他呢在那里呢张扬自己了啊。
So what happened was once when he was under the water and drinking the water, a big thornfish swam into his mouth.
但是呢，哈，这个但是呢，这个事情呢就是这样子哈，就是说呢，他当他呢在河里面哈偷喝水的时候呢，一个长满身上长满刺的鱼啊，就游到他嘴里面去了。
And a thornfish, you know, it has thorns over
it. 然后张开哈刺，满嘴都是刺。
So he jumped out of the water and began screaming at the top of his lungs and rolling on the ground.
那么他开始从水里面跳起来了，然后呢以最高的嗓门哈在那里呢哈就是叫了哈尖叫。
And everybody ran up to him and could see what a pretender he was.
然后呢每个人都凑过去看了哦，看看这个冒牌货。
So after Gurudev told this story, he says, "See, if you try to cheat, Krishna always catches you."
那么呢 ，Gurudev 讲这个故事的时候就说了哈，如果你要骗人的话呢哈 ，Krishna 总得逮住你的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing. As soon as an intelligent person sees an unwanted creeper growing besides the original creeper.
那么 Mahaprabhu 呢哈继续讲到，他说一个真正有智慧的人呢哈，他一旦看到呢有杂草哈，在这个原初啊这个蔓藤周围呢已经呢哈。蔓延了，展开了，那么呢，他就要动作了。
He must cut it down instantly.
他立即呢哈把它切断啊，把它拔掉。
Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely and returns home back to Godhead.
那么哈，这时候呢哈，这个呢哈，这个蔓藤的话呢哈，就能够呢很好的成长，那么才能真正哈回所谓回归成熟。
And seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord.
最后这个蔓藤呢，在主的莲花足下呢，哈，托庇于他，到上面去。
So then, when the fruit of devotional service, that is, love of God, praying, becomes ripe and falls down.
那么当哈这个呢，蔓藤的这个果实啊，也就是对神手的爱哈 ，prema 啊，就是说呢，长之后呢，它呢哈开始呢，he falls to this world.
Well, it falls to the ground for somebody to eat it.
那么这个果子熟了后呢，会掉到地上啊。给那些人哈享用的了。
Then the gardener can taste that fruit, and he could take advantage of the creeper.
那么哈，这个呢，园丁哈就可以呢哈品尝这个果实哈，并且呢真正去呢就是说呢利用这个哈蔓藤这个优势了。
And thus he reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in any one of the relationships as a pure servant, a friend, a mother, a parent, or a conjugal lover.
那么他就通过任何一种关系的哈来到达呢主的莲花足下啊，这里面讲到了哈仆人的。朋友的，还是父母，或是呢，爱人的情感。
So there, the devotee serves the lotus feet of the Lord, which is compared to a wish-fulfilling tree.
那么在那里的话呢，哈，就是说呢，奉献者的话呢，开始服务主的莲花主哈，被称为呢如愿树的啊，这么一个啊，这莲花主。
That is all desires are fulfilled by that loving service to Krishna.
也就是说呢，哈，通过呢，哈，对主的这种爱心服务的话呢，一个人所有愿望呢都能够实现。
We don't even have time to desire it because the thing is already there.
所以呢，到时候呢，你就会发现你没有时间去愿望啊，发愿愿望有愿望哈，因为呢，所有东西都在那里哈，具足，一切具足的时候呢，你就没有没有时间有愿望。
Then, although on one hand, he's experiencing unlimited happiness, which because it's unlimited, there's no room to grow.
所以的话呢，他呢体验到一种呢无限的一种呢快乐，因为是无限的，所以就没有空间了就是已经满了整个都满的填满了。
And at the same time, even though there's no place to grow, it grows unlimitedly at every moment.
但是呢尽管呢已经满了已经没有空间好生长了，但是依然在无限的增长这是不可思议的。
And everything about the spiritual world is of that nature.
所以呢，灵性世界内每样东西的话呢，都具足呢这种的特性，已经是无限，还无限增长。
Like that's how it is with Krishna too. It says in the Brahma Samhita, a verse by Lord Brahma.
那么同样呢 ，Krishna 也是具有这种特征的哈，在《婆罗诃摩赞经》啊，《Brahma Samhita》里面这样描述到。
Advaitam Achyutam Anadirananta Rupam. That is Advaitam. Krishna is Advaita, one without a second. There's no one besides him.
那么这里面 Advaita 这个词来形容 Krishna 哈，被称为呢独一而无二的啊 ，Advaita。
We're also none other than him, being his part and parcel.
那么我们也是。
Just like my hand is nothing but my body.
啊，也就是说呢，我的手哈，也是我的身体啊，它一部分嘛啊，跟它没有也没有分别啊。
So he's one without a second, but he has unlimited forms at the same time.
他是呢哈，独一无二，但是同时呢又具有呢无限的形象。
His form is already everything in existence.
他的形象里面已经呢是以包含一切哈所存在的东西了。
And at the same time, he has unlimited manifestations.
哦，但是呢又与此同时呢，他有无限的哈这个呢展示哈扩展。
Incarnations.
被称为化身啊。
Each of which are unlimited.
哦，每一个化身呢哈又称为呢无限的。
And at the same time, although he's the oldest, because he's the source of everything.
嗯，那么啊一方面呢哈他是无啊最老的啊，因为他是所有万物一切的源头嘛啊，Krishna。
At the same time, he's an eternal youth.
但是呢，同时的话呢，他又是永恒青春的。
And, even though he's eternally the same, his form is eternal.
嗯，也就是说呢哈，尽管他的形象呢哈是永恒的啊，同样的。
It manifests newer and newer features at every moment.
但是呢哈，这个永恒的形象的话呢，每一刻、每一分、每秒的话呢，都展示呢哈，永远变化的一种的特征啊。
Like when Radharani sees Krishna, even though she's always seeing him every day, she thinks, "Who is that person? I've never seen such beauty before."
那么哈，就像 Radharani 呢
？Is that the personification of a blue sapphire?
Radharani 每天都见 Krishna, 但是呢，每次见到他的时候呢，都很惊讶哈。他说：“这个人是谁呀？啊，他怎么那么漂亮哈？”他说：“这是不是一个呢？哈，一个好像是蓝宝石啊，一个就是说呢，形容他哈，用各种字眼来形容他了哈，好像每次呢都给带他带来一种惊讶惊喜。”
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing.
哦，马婆婆呢哈继续讲到。
To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life.
啊，他说呢哈，人生的完美的话呢哈，就是在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢去品尝呢这棵树的果子啊，奉爱的曼陀。
And the presence of such perfection.The four material perfections, that is religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are very insignificant achievements.
那么呢，以这一个目标的话呢，哈，称为第五个目标哈，以这个目标哈来相比的话呢，那么其他四个目标哈，称为呢，感官享受、经济发展、宗教以及呢这个解脱被称为呢非常微小的一点点。
Like our Prabhupada used to say.If your $1 million problem is solved, then all of your $10 problems are automatically solved.
所以爸爸的经常说了哈，你百万块钱的问题解决了哈，那么呢，你十块钱的问题呢哈，就自然自动解决了。
And he once said, if I say to you, would you like $100?
嗯，那么呢
？And then you say back to me, no, thank you. I'd rather work for $10 at a time. Is that very intelligent?
那么如果哈，比如说一个人说呢哈，这一百块钱你要不要啊？你却跟他说了哈，不用了哈，谢谢我呢哈，我还是就是工作哈，每次呢挣十块钱啊，但是呢，这样子的话呢哈，就没有呢前面那样那么就那么好了。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing.
啊，马婆婆呢哈继续讲。
As long as there is not the slightest fragrance of pure love for Krishna, that is, as long as that thing didn't come yet.
The fragrance of pure devotion.
As long as there's still not even a slight fragrance of pure love for Krishna.
哦，那么只要呢哈，还没有呢一点滴哈，一丝毫的啊，对 Krishna 纯粹的爱哈，这种芬芳啊，这种香味儿还没出现的时候。
Which is the perfect medicinal herb for controlling Krishna within the heart.
那么这是呢哈，非常的哈神奇的this is the medicinal herb.
Yeah, it's a.Pure love of God is like a medicinal herb that has a special mystical effect to control Krishna.
那么这个哈，这个草药的话呢哈，就像一种呢哈，非常呢有神奇的力量哈，能够控制 Krishna 的哦。
So until that time of reality comes, the first moments or trace of reality comes, then The opulences of material perfections, like the yogic cities, or the brahminical perfections of tolerance, cleanliness, control of the senses and the mind, they all seem like a wonderful thing.
那么的话，直到这一刻哈出现之前的话呢，神通啊，哦，婆罗门品质的哈这个呢，完美阶段哈，比如说呢，容忍啊，哦，洁净啊，苦行啊等等哈，这种婆罗门品质这些东西的话呢，还会吸引你啊。你还没得到这个对 Krishna 纯粹奉爱的这种呢，哦，芬芳啊，这种香味啊，你还入得还得到一点点滴的话呢，那么这些东西呢还会吸引你，神通啊，还有呢婆罗门品质哦，这个培养。那么都会吸引你。
I'll give you an example of how pure devotees control Krishna.
那么我给你一个例子哈，一个纯粹奉献者如何能够控制呢 Krishna?
Do you all know the painting of the Manjaris?
嗯。
Vasanti, can you bring in the picture of Vinod Manjari, the big one? No, not on our altar. The one of the big poster. Oh, okay, forget it. The one at the altar. The one on the altar. So, you know there are four Manjari paintings, right?
Oh.
You have, never mind, Shama has it.
那么四个牧牛姑娘啊，四个 Manjari 的那个画里面画啊。
So Vinod Manjari is the one with the pink sari, and she's
dancing,
holding a plate of fruit, and she's, her hand is like this.
啊，那么哈，其中 Vinod Manjari 哈就是呢，那个哈、啊、穿着红色的 sari 的啊，有点好像跳舞的姿势哈、啊，就是呢拖着一个呢水果盘。
Anyway, so she's holding her veil, and no, you don't have it. Can you get it from the altar?
从那个神像台里面。啊。
Okay, good. Let's see.
跳舞那个有点像跳舞的那个姿势那个，不是这个。
Yeah, but that's only a head. That's not Vinod Manjari.
我看那个。
She's carrying a tray, a plate of fruit. Well, this is her.
Yeah, 这个哈。
But you can't see her.
看不到下面了啊。
You can't see her whole body, but you all know her.
这个就是这个啊，这个 Manjari 在左侧的那个。
This is the Gopi form of Gurudev's guru, Param Gurudev.
这是呢，施工的。施工的那个啊。形象啊！
I told you a great secret.
我把这个秘密告诉你们。
Anyway, so.
叫
Vinod
Manjari 啊。
嗯。
哦，就
是
Manjari。
So.
Manjari 的一个电视施工，我知道。
So when you look at her whole body, she has this braid that's flowing. And at the end of the braid, it kind of looks like a serpent's head.
那么自己看到哈，完整的时候，你看到她的辫子的话呢，底下的话好像那个头啊，那个舌头啊，那个扇子那样子啊。
So when Krishna sees that braid, which is just like a serpent,
那么当 Krishna 看到这个辫子哈，就说像舌头哦，那个辫子啊，那个样子。
That serpent bites Krishna just by him looking at it.
那么 Krishna 只要看到这个辫子的话呢哈，
he faints.
都会呢哈晕倒吧哈，就好像被蛇咬了一样。
Another example is that.
这是他的美丽哦，能够控制 Krishna.
You see the other two Manjaris, the ones that. The two end Manjaris. I'm sorry, the two middle Manjaris. Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari.
那么这两个 Manjari 的话呢，哈，其中一位呢是 Rupa Manjari， 啊，其中一位呢哈是 Rati Manjari， 啊，就
是
Rupa Manjari is this.
Rupa Manjari is this one, and Rati Manjari is.
这个是 Rupa Manjari， 这是 Rati Manjari。
So anyway, they're standing there like guards.
那么他们两个呢，哈，站在那里呢，哈，像两个卫兵一样，哈，守着。
On one hand, Krishna is already inside.But in another pastime, Krishna is coming just like a cat, very quietly and with his pitambara around his neck to show that he made an offense because he's coming late.
In one hand, Krishna is there.
I mean, there are many pastimes of them standing by the doorway. In one pastime, Krishna is already inside, as you see in the Seva Kunj painting. But then in another pastime, they're standing as guards.
Krishna outside.
Because Krishna's late, he's coming late.
那么哈，在很多逍遥时光里面哈，他们两个呢都是哈守门的了。那么其中有的时候呢，是 Krishna 在里面，已经在昆甲里面了哈，在森林花园里面了。比如像 Seva Kunj 那样，他已经跟 Radhani 在一起。那么有时候呢，Krishna 呢会呢
哦，低着头用啊，皮坦板的盖住啊，有时候呢，啊，就是说这样子好像放错了哈，来了啊，那么这时候呢，因为他来迟了啊。
And Radharani is upset, so she tells her Manjaris that if that friend of Subal comes, that Krishna, even if he's disguised as a girl, and he doesn't want you to recognize him, don't let him in.
那么哈，这时候呢哈，Radharani 呢会告诉呢哈两位守门的哈，说了，你要知道那个Subal的朋友哈，那个 Krishna 哈。那么你要小心他哦，有时候呢他会打扮成女孩子的话呢哈，那么那时候呢也不要让他进来啊。
So then when Krishna comes very humbly and quietly.
所以有时候 Krishna 的话非常。
And you ask them to let him in.
啊，卑微的哈，而且呢很安静的哈，就是过来了。
His Manjari say, "Well, wait a minute. First, tell us where you just came from."
那么呢哈，那他就恳求 Manjari 哈让他进去了哈，那 Manjari 就说了哈，你等一等，你告诉我们哈，你刚才去哪里了。
So Krishna said, "I was on my way a long time ago, and then." Chandravali's friends came and forcibly made me drag me to Chandravali's cottage. I didn't even want to go.
啊，他说呢哈，我呢很早就已经上路了哈，就是走。但是呢哈，在路上的话呢哈 ，Chandravali 的两个呢，哦，女仆的话呢哈，把我拽走。实际上我是不想去的。
So then these Manjaris tell him, "Well, very good. You can just go right back to where you came from because we're not letting any black snakes in."
啊，那么这两个 Manjari 会说了哈，他说呢，那你回到你哈来的地方吧哈，我们不想让任何哈。黑的人哦进来。
So then Krishna has to weep and fall at their feet, and then they let him in. They take his hand and they bring him in.
哦，所以呢，这时候 Krishna 要哭哈才行哈，要在地上打滚哈才行。然后呢，那么他们才会呢拽着他手让他进去。
To apologize to Radharani.
哦，向那 Radharani 哈就是道歉啊，请罪。
So in this way, the pure devotees control Krishna.
所以呢，以这种方式的话呢哈，一个纯粹奉献者最后呢能够这样子去控制呢哈 Krishna.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing.
Mahaprabhu 呢继续呢在讲呢啊，这个。
When one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of Godhead.
他说呢，当一个人哈处在呢这种呢哈纯粹奉爱服务之中的时候呢哈，他就发展了对神手的爱。
Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of pure devotional service.
所以他说让我解释一下纯粹奉爱的特征啊有哪些。
So why does he want to describe these symptoms?
他为什么要解释这些征兆呢？
And by the way, every time Gurudev goes to another city on another tour in every single year.He has somebody stand up and explain the same verse that I'm going to read.
那么呢哈，这个师姐哈，她就是弟弟即将讲的这个师姐的话呢，是固定去每一年呢、啊，去每一个城市哈，都会叫那些人起来哈，说的一个师姐，很重要的一个师姐。
It's the verse explaining the symptoms of pure devotional service, which I'm sure several of you are familiar with. This verse.
那么这个师姐的话呢，描述哈纯粹奉爱啊这个呢特征的，那么大家可能很多人一听可能就知道了。
And why does Mahaprabhu tell this to Rupa Goswami for our benefit?
哦，为什么呢？为了我们的好处的话呢，哈，这里面呢，哈 ，Mahaprabhu 呢，向 Rupa Goswami 讲这些东西呢。
Because he wants us to know what it is, so we won't be cheated and think we have it when we don't, and then we won't be able to get it.
嗯，那么呢，哈，这里面就意思呢，哈，就说呢，不让我们受骗，哈，以为呢，你还没得到，你以为你自己就得到了，哦，你这样子的话呢，你就永远得不到。
So Mahaprabhu says.When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires.
他说当呢哈一流的这个呢奉献服务哈展示的时候，一个人呢肯定呢没有任何的哈物质欲望。
Knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy.
啊，还有呢哈 monistic
impersonal.
哦，非人格哈解脱这种知识的话呢哈也没有。
And fruit of action.
还有呢哈。就是说呢，果报活动也没有。
The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably under the guidance of Krishna's pure devotee, and for the pleasure of Krishna and for no other reason.
那么哈，这时候呢，这个奉献者会在那哈纯粹奉献的指导下呢，哦，去呢取悦 Krishna， 而且的话呢，哦，只是为了哈这一个而做，嗯。
A pure devotee does not cherish any desire other than to please Krishna.
也就是纯粹奉献者呢哈不会呢，就是除了呢哈取悦 Krishna 的话呢哈，他心里面不会再。去珍视呢哈其他的这个呢愿望了。
He should not offer worship to any demigod or to any mundane personality.
他不会呢哈将这个崇拜呢给予呢哈半神或者是任何世俗之人。
He should not cultivate artificial knowledge which is devoid of Krishna consciousness.
那么他也不会去培养一些人为的哈一些人为的知识的啊，就说呢缺乏呢Krishna奉爱的这些知识。
And he should not engage himself in any other activity other than activities of Krishna consciousness.
那么他除了哈从事呢 Krishna 自觉的活动的话哈，不会再从事其他活动。
One must engage all of one's purified senses in service of the Lord.
这里面讲的哈，一个人将自己呢完全净化的感官哈，
My eyes in seeing the picture of the Lord, the deity of the Lord, the books of the Lord, the devotees of the Lord, or service that will make me advance towards the Lord.
那么哈，我的眼睛的话只会去看的哈，这个呢神像啊哈，看一些关于神的书籍呀、啊，啊或者是啊神的奉献者啊等等，还有呢对神的服务啊。
I'm allowed to look at a karmi when that helps me to help the karmi become Krishna conscious.
那么我只是呢哈，当我呢有能力去啊，就是说呢能够帮助我呢去啊，让这个 karmi 哈、啊，让这个呢物质主义者成为奉献者啊，Krishna 知觉啊这么一个机会的时候呢，我才会去看那些呢啊，就是 karmi 业报工作者。
So these activities are called Shuddha Bhakti or pure devotional service.
那么这些活动呢，称为呢 Shuddha Bhakti 或者是呢纯粹的奉献服务。
If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time.
那么当一个人哈，就是说呢，去执行这些纯粹奉献服务的话，他们就会发展哈，在时间啊到来的时候呢，他发展出呢对主的纯粹啊爱情。
These symptoms are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Pancharatra and other scriptures.
那么哈，这段这圣典薄伽梵堂还有呢
Pancharatra
哈，这些经典里面讲到。
Then there's a verse that Mahaprabhu quotes. Again, Mahaprabhu is always quoting the scriptures, even though he's the source of the scriptures.
那么这里
Mahaprabhu is quoting the Narada Pancharatra.
那么哈，这时候呢 ，Mahaprabhu 呢引述呢哈 Narada Pancharatra 啊这本经典的哈，因为尽管呢他是呢哈经典之源呢，但他依然哈引述经典。
And Prabhupada used to quote this verse a lot.
那么帕帕德呢也曾经哈多次呢引述呢这个事
件。Sarvapadi Banirmuktam.Tat palatena nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha sevanam bhakti rutamam. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all the senses in the service of the Lord.
那么、这里面讲的哈，奉爱服务的话呢，就是将所有感官哈投入于呢这个服务。
When the spirit soul renders service to the Supreme, there are two side effects.
那么当哈一个灵魂的话呢，哈对至尊者的话呢。哦，就是说呢，是做出活动的话呢，哈，有两个部分的。
One is freed from all material designations.
那么首先呢，哈，是脱出呢所有物质的定义。
So if I still think I'm the mother of so and so, I'm the daughter of so and so, I'm the wife or husband of so and so, if I'm still thinking like that, that means that I'm not getting one of the two effects of pure devotional service because I'm not engaged in it.
那么哈，当然我们还有这个概念哈，我是某某的母亲啊，啊，我是某人的儿女啊，或是我某人的妻子或丈夫。那么你还有这种哈物质定义的时候呢，证明呢你没有呢从事呢哈纯粹奉献服务，然后没有得到它啊，没有得到纯粹奉献。
And Gurudev explained in Hawaii that such misidentification is like being in quicksand.
那么 Gurudev 在解释到夏威夷哈，解释到了啊，这种错误的概念的话呢，就像一个人在陷入流沙啊，在沼泽流沙里面。
Do you have quicksand in China?
I don't know. Maybe.
You know what quicksand is?
Like in the desert?
Well, in the desert or in the jungle.
啊，这种流沙呢，好像类似于哈，在那沙漠的时候啊，或者在那森林丛林里面。
It looks like sand. Mostly it's in the jungle.
啊。
It looks like sand.But then, as soon as you step into it, you start sinking.
沼泽,
It's actually a pond made of quicksand.
沼泽,
and then you start sinking. And the more you try and get out, the more you sink.
沼泽地哈，就是说呢，表面上看起来干干的啊，就像那个沙那样啊。但是呢，你进去的话呢，就陷进去的哈，像湖一样啊。就是说呢，你越挣扎呢，就陷得越深，就掉进去了啊。这个沼泽啊。
So one side effect is that we become free from material designations.
所以呢，他说纯粹奉爱的话呢，第一个效果呢，就是说呢，你脱出了呢物质的定义。
And the other one is that the senses become purified.
哦，其次的话呢，你的感官呢哈得到净化。
So what does it mean that the senses become purified?
那么感官得到净化是什么意思？
Just imagine like today's lunch, prasadam. It was so delicious.
比如说中午的哈 prasadam 呢非常好好吃啊。
The noodles.The spinach, the sabji, the sweets, the dumplings, it was all fabulous.
有呢哈，这个呢绿叶菜呢哈，有那个粉条，还有呢哈，这个呢饺子，还有呢what's that? Sabji 啊，可能是那个麸皮，那个叫什么？啊，甜品。
So suppose we try to enjoy that prasadam wearing a gag over our mouth.
啊， Gaggle means you cover your mouth and you want to taste.
Yeah, we cover the mouth with some cloth.
你用的哈布呢哈，把自己的嘴呢
啊
封起来哈，却要想品尝了这个菩萨们的美味。
Frustrating.
那肯定呢是受挫折哦，没办法吃。
Now when you take off the gag, now you're purified from the gag. Now you can actually taste the delicious prasadam.
那么就是证明哈，你把这个布条撕了啊，那么就是说你的感官呢啊得到净化了，那么你的这种净化的感官才能够品尝这个prasadam的美味。
So purified senses means senses free from the bodily designation.
那么这个净化的感官就意味着呢哈，脱出了呢物质定义的这么要躯体化概念的哈这么一个呢感官。
Then the spirit soul enjoys unlimitedly, increasingly at every moment.
那么这时候呢，哈，这个呢，灵魂的话呢，哈，还可以呢，哈，就说呢，无限的哦，这个呢，在每一刻哈，体验到无限的哈，这种的快乐。
Even though the living entity is infinitesimal in size.
那么尽管这个哈，灵魂呢，微灵啊，是无限的小啊，微小。
When he attains to Dhatma with the Lord.Through devotional service, he attains oneness with the Lord's unlimited happiness.
那么当他与主哈连接之后的话呢哈，他获得了主的无限的哈快乐啊。
Maybe some of you have heard, or all of you have heard, the Shikshastikam song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
你们大家可能都听过八训规啊，马帕布的歌啊，八训规。
Chaito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvap. Is it there?
歌本一百九十啊
，OK， let's say it together，
一起念啊，大家，歌本一百九十 ，P 一百九十。
Okay, try to follow my lead because I'm going to sing the tune that our Prabhupada sang it in once. That's very beautiful.
那么我呢哈，以帕帕德的其中一个音调的话呢唱出来，大家呢哈，记一下啊，他们就是认真听一下啊，《八训规》里面中文版254页啊，《八训规》啊。
Chaito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Avataranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandamudibadanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam SarvatmasnaparamParam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Isn't that a beautiful tune? Prabhupada sings. So, Anandarbhati Bhajanam, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss.
那么其中第三段，这第三这第三第一节的哈第三句的 Anandarbhati Bhajanam 啊，就是呢无限的增加哈这个呢啊喜乐啊狂喜之洋。
So, do you have an ocean near here?
No, in Tianjin.
Huh?
Like 200 miles away from
200 miles, okay. So suppose we're 200 miles away and we're right by the ocean.
比如说呢，我们现在哈往200公里应该到海了啊。
And you know we're
enjoying 天津的方向啊。
We're enjoying in our job and with our family.
我们哈就说呢。
And then all of a sudden, what happens? The ocean increases. What happens? Our whole city is flooded.
那么当我们哈在海边哈度假的时候哈，与家里人呢一起哈。享用午餐啊等等，那么突然间呢哈，海潮哈，就是海水呢哈漫涨，那可能整个呢哈城市呢被淹了，海啸。
So in the material world, if the ocean increases, it's a very dangerous thing, Prabhupada said.
所以呢，帕帕德说过哈，物质世界呢，如果海洋上升的话，是很危险的。
But in the spiritual world, the ocean of Ananda or spiritual bliss increases moment by moment, unlimitedly.
但是呢哈，他只讲到了哈，灵性世界呢，这个 Ananda 哈，喜乐之洋啊是无限增长的。
So that's what happens when one's senses are purified.The one tastes that.
所以当一个人哈感官得到净化之后呢，他就能品尝到这种 ananda 和狂喜。
So again, there are two side effects. One is that one is free from all designations, and the senses are purified by such freedom.
哦，所以的话呢哈，这讲里面的两个效果哈，一个呢就是说一个人的感官呢哈得完全脱出呢哈这个呢物质定义啊，其次的话他的感官呢哈得到净化。
Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes another verse about devotional service from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么哈，再次的马瀑布呢哈，引述呢是《女摩迦往谈》的另外一个世界
，which Vasanti Devi Dasi, Sweetie Needy Smarty Jotty will sing with me.
Vasanti, 可以跟他。
She'll sing it with me.
唱一起啊。
Madguna Shruti Majena Mai Sarva Guhasaye Manogati Ravachinna Yata Gangam Basom Buva Budo. Isn't that beautiful?So, this means, huh? Just as the celestial Ganges flows unobstructed to the ocean.
他说就像哈这个天上的。
You think what?
They think it's Parashikshastakam,
it's not. It's not Shikshastakam, it's the Srimad Bhagavatam. You won't find it.
It's Kali. She's Kali.
It's Kali? Just as the celestial waters of the Ganges flow unobstructed towards the ocean.
他说就像天上的恒河哈，没有受到任何障碍的哈，哦，流到呢哈这个海洋。
So when my devotees simply hear about me, their minds immediately flow to me.
他说呢哈，就是说呢，我的奉献者只要聆听我的话呢哈，他就立即呢能够呢哈，就是说呢，完全哈就被我吸引。
I reside in the hearts of all.
他们呢哈，就我住住他，居住在他们每个人心中啊。
So, it's like.For us, in the semblance of bhakti, when we're hearing, we're thinking, oh God, this part is boring. Can there be a more exciting part? Or, I have to go home already. My daughter's waiting for me. And, but when the pure devotees simply hear about me, their minds immediately flow to me.
哦，那么他说呢，纯粹奉献者聆听我的时候呢，他的心意呢，哈，直接呢奔向我。啊，但是呢，我们一般人听经的话呢，就是心思哈，很纷杂的啊。有时候一会儿想着哈，我女儿在等我了哈，或者说呢，哦，这部分经典的哈不好听啊，啊。
So Mahaprabhu is saying these are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to the Lord.
Mahaprabhu 讲的这也是呢哈超然的这个奉献服务呢哈，就对主超然的这个服务的话呢一个特征。
It is causeless and cannot be obstructed in any way.
它称为无缘的哈，没有理由的，而且呢哈不会呢被任何原因所中断。
And again, even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and all the personalities in the Bhagavatam are his manifestations. Still, he's quoting the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，再次哈讲到呢，就是马哈巴布呢，尽管他本人哈就是圣典博迦瓦坛这些经典的源头了，而且呢，他也啊是他呢展现了呢在博迦瓦坛里面出现的所有人物啊。那么，但是呢，他依然引述这本经典。
Just to set example for us.
实际上是为我们哈树立了一个榜样啊，就是呢引据啊引证经典。
So the verses, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya.Nirgunasya yudarhutam ahoitiki avahita ya bhakti purushottame. I read the translation. So, then he says, my devotees don't desire the four kinds of liberation.
他说我的奉献者哈不渴望呢哈这四种呢哈这个解脱。
Like achieving the same planet as the Lord.
比如说呢获得呢啊主和主一样的哈这个居所。
Or achieving the same form as the Lord.
啊，得到跟主一样的形体。
Or achieving the same opulence as the Lord.
啊，得到呢哈像主一样的富裕。
What to speak of, becoming one in all respects, merging into the Lord.
还有呢哈，就是说呢，与主合一了哈，就跟各方面哈与他会合啊，与合一了。
Of course.They'll accept those the liberations of being on the Lord's planet and stuff for the Lord's satisfaction, but he doesn't have any personal desire to enjoy that.
那么呢哈，尽管呢哈，他终极的说呢，也为了主的服务的话呢哈，他会去到呢哈跟主一样的居所，但是呢，他没有个人哈有这种方面的动机或愿望。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting Kapila Dev, and these are the symptoms of the devotee.
那么这时要马布布呢哈引述的是呢 Kapila Dev。啊，博迦瓦坛里面人物哈 ，Kapila Dev 的这个呢
？So such kind of pure devotional service is the goal of life.
他说这一种类型的哈，纯粹奉爱的话呢，被称为呢哈生命的目标。
And when one achieves it, he transcends the modes of material nature.
当一个人得
，and attains the spiritual platform.
当一个人得到
，direct devotional service.
得到这一种呢哈奉献服务之后呢，他可以超越呢哈这个呢哈物质形态，并且呢啊到达呢哈 ，then achieve the。
Direct devotional service.
啊，得到呢哈对主的直接的奉献服务。
That means he becomes like a mother or a sister.
这意味着呢，他
I mean a friend.
啊，成为主的哈，像母亲啊、朋友啊，等等啊，这些直接的服务。
And that kind of service there is not like the service here in this world.
那么那种服务的话呢哈，大家不要联想的哈，这个物质世界的服务。
For example, in that kind of service, if one becomes a coward boy, then he might be in one side and Krishna's.And his other friends might be on the other side, and they'll challenge each other to a game.
那么的话，那么得到，比如说得到哈牧牛童啊朋友的这种身份的奉献者呢，他有时候呢哈，可能跟 Krishna 玩的时候呢，他会在 Krishna 的对面啊就跟他打斗啊。
And since Krishna loves to be defeated by his devotee, he may be defeated, And then he has to carry the other team on his shoulder.
那么就像呢，会长经常哈喜欢被他奉献者打败哈，所以他有时候呢，在这种的哈游戏之中呢，会被奉献者击败，他要呢哈扛着奉献者啊，肩膀上扛着他。
Once, Durvasa Rishi, the great sage Durvasa Rishi, happened to pass by Vrindavan when Krishna was having his pastimes there.
那么呢哈，有一次呢，多阿三Rishi 哈这个圣哲了啊，那么偶尔呢啊。偶然间呢，经过了Vrindavan这个地方，刚好呢 Krishna 在这里展示逍遥时光。
And he was a self-realized, in the impersonal Rishi.
那么他是一个自我觉悟的这个非人格方面的这个人呢 ，Rishi 先知。
But really in heart he was a pure devotee. That's his secret identity.
当然了在内心中他是一个纯粹奉献者这是他呢秘密的一个身份。
So then.Krishna and Krishna's friend Sridham ran over to him.
那么这时候呢 ，Krishna 和 Krishna 的朋友 Sridham 呢就跑过去哈，跑过圣者。
And Krishna jumped on his lap and pulled on his beard.
那么 Krishna 就跳到他的怀中了哈，这个腿上，然后呢扯着他的胡子啊，这个圣人。
You know, as a sage, he had a long beard and a top knot and the whole thing.
那么这个圣人的话呢就留着胡子哈，上面还盘着头发。
He said, "Hey, Baba, Baba, who won? Who won? Me or Sridham?"
那么Krishna 就说他哦，爸爸哈，他说呢。你说谁赢哈？是我赢了还是呢 ？Sridham 赢了。
Because Krishna and Sridham had been wrestling.
因为呢，当时呢哈 ，Krishna 跟 Sridham 呢哈在那摔跤了，摔跤比赛。
And Sridham won.
实际上是 Sridham 呢赢了。
And so he was sitting on top of Krishna.
所以呢哈，他呢就坐在 Krishna 身上。他说呢，我赢了哈，我赢了。
Krishna said, "No, I won because my nose is up and your nose is down."
那么 Krishna 就是还狡辩哈，说我赢了哈，因为我的鼻子呢朝上面哈，你的鼻子朝下面。
So they ran up to the sage, say, "You saw it. Who won? Who won?"
所以的话呢哈，他说呢，那个 Krishna 就问哈这个圣哲哈，他说你说哈是谁赢了
？And because of the sage's deep elevation, he saw the beauty of Krishna and his friends, and he was like overwhelmed. He couldn't say a word.
Elevation means he's high.
Elevation means he's high. I mean.
那么因为这个圣哲也很高超了哈，实际上他看到了 Krishna 的时候哈。完全陶醉在哈虚表啊和呢这个他的美貌之中哈，然后呢目瞪口呆啊。
He just sat there like that.
他就然后在那里呆若木鸡哈，在那看着他们两个人。
So Krishna said, pull on his beard and said, "Baba, Baba, what are you dumb or something? You can't speak?"
那么呢 ，Krishna 就扯到了胡子哈，说呢，哦，爸爸哈，难道你是哑巴哈？你呢说下谁赢了啊？
So then Krishna entered into that open mouth of the sage.
所以呢哈 ，Krishna 进入这个呢哈圣人张开的这个嘴巴里面哈进去。
Was that? No, I'm sorry. Krishna took the sage into his own mouth.
Oh.
And the sage, for millions of years, was going around in Krishna's body, seeing all the innumerable universes.
那么他是说 Krishna 将这个圣哲哈带入他的口中啊，嘴里面啊，让他呢哈 millions of years, 数百万年在里面转哈，就是观看哈所有这些宇宙现象，然后呢让他出来。
So.That sage was so elevated, and he had such a big vision, but it wasn't as exalted as the direct service of Krishna's friends.
所以这个圣哲也很高哈，但是呢，他依然呢，他有这种哈很但是视野看到主哈等等的，但是的话呢，他依然没有像那些呢能够直接服务的主的这些奉献者那么幸运的那么高。
So then Mahaprabhu continues, if one is infected with the desire for material enjoyment or material liberation.He cannot rise to this platform of pure loving service.
他说当一个人哈还受到呢这个物质感官享受的欲望哈这个还有呢这个呢非人格解脱哈这方面的欲望的这个影响的话呢，他不能够提升到哈纯粹奉爱这个层面。
Even though he may superficially engage in devotional service according to all the regulative principles.
尽管他呢表面上呢可以根据呢这个哈规范手举的话呢从事于所有的活动
In fact, once during Kartik.Gurudev said that the person who gives the best class could be in the most Maya, and you wouldn't know it.
那么 Gurudev 有次在 Kati 讲课的时候，他说呢，讲课讲的最棒那个人，可能在 Maya 最深哈，你们不知道，你们有可能不知道。
Then Mahaprabhu is quoting the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Mahaprabhu 呢哈，这时候呢哈，引述呢 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Well, of course, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu came after Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.So why he quoted?
I don't know. It says this verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's the same verse that's quoted. I guess the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu
also quoted.
It became later on. It became the verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu. Sindhu. Later on, it became.
那么这个师姐的话呢，哈，在呢 Rupa Goswami 稍后的著作哈 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 里面呢，出现就是奉爱甘露之阳那么这里面呢，实际上也提到了。
So Mahaprabhu, it started with Mahaprabhu. So the material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered like two witches.
那么这里面讲到了啊，享受物质世界的哈，这种物质欲望，以及然后想从呢物质世界里面得出解脱啊，啊，那么这两个愿望的话呢，像两个女巫啊。
And they haunt one like ghosts.
啊，像鬼一样缠着一个人。
I am this body.
啊，比如说，我是哈这个身体。
I am this body, and everything in relation to this body is mine.
啊，还有呢哈，跟我这个身体有关的一切哈，都属于我的。嗯，这种呢，啊，像被鬼。
They say like a witch, like a ghost. Come on, Jamuna.
Sorry.
Like a ghost.
他说要像我像鬼魂一样说话。Sorry, I could not do it.
Just try it. I am this body. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss?
如果这个两个女巫还在心里面的话呢，一个人不可能变得超然的喜乐啊。
As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there's no possibility of enjoying transcendental bliss.
哦，只要呢这两个女巫哈还在我们心里面哈，那么我们不可能哈去品尝的这种超然的喜乐。
By regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Lord.
啊，通过呢哈，就是说呢，有规律的哈，从事于呢哈这种爱心服务的话，一个人哈自然的依附于至尊主啊。
And when that attachment intensifies, it becomes love.
那么当这种依附的话呢哈强化之后呢，它就变成一种爱。
So now we're coming to another level of the class.
那么现在我们讲到哈。
Not the class, the,、
啊、
the
这个、
study of the Rupa Shiksha.
啊 ，Rupa Shiksha 的哈，第二个哈，就是说第二个阶段。
So this class began with what happens when one receives the seed of the creeper in the heart, and one should start watering it,、mm-hmm. and so on.、Mm-hmm. And we're ending this class when we're approaching prem or love.
嗯。那么呢，我们刚才讲到呢，今天那堂课呢，主要是讲到了得到种子后，一个人应该怎么样做啊？比如说聆听啊、唱诵啊、来浇这个水啊，防止冒犯啊等等的啊。那么呢，现在我们讲到的第二个阶段的话呢，就是得到 prema 啊，这个阶段怎么做了
？Tomorrow's class, which will begin on verse 178.
那么呢，明天的课的话呢，从四节178四节讲起哈，就是下阶段。
We'll discuss the different aspects of prema bhakti.
哦，是呢 ，prema bhakti 哈。
Very high.
纯爱哈，就是纯粹的爱这种的哈，这个特征啊，各个方面。
Okay. So are there any questions or comments?
所以我们今天这堂课讲到这啊，那么讲到 bhava bhakti 啊，讲一直讲 bhava bhakti 了，那么还有什么问题没有？
我们不追求那个解脱，对吧？
嗯。
那我们为什么要死了以后去扔到恒河里面去？那个扔到把那个就是骨灰扔到恒河里，不就为了让这个灵魂解脱吗？
哦。
我们奉献者干嘛还要去把我们的骨灰去扔到恒河里？我们随便扔到什么地方，温达文呐、啊、乱七八糟什么地方
都可以啊。
一扔是不是就可以吗
？He said, if we our goal is not for liberation, then why we when we die, our goal,
yeah,
is not for liberation.Then why when we die we put our ashes to the Ganges, but you put ashes to the Ganga means for liberation mostly. If our goal is not for that, then we can put our body in any places. We don't care about it, you know, putting in Ganga or burying in Vrindavan or somewhere else, you know.
Our goal is not impersonal liberation.
我们的目标并非呢哈这个呢非人格解脱，非人格的解脱。
But by putting our body in the Ganges, it's to give us a better life for bhakti in future life.
那么我们把哈这个身体呢哈，就是说最后呢啊放入了这个恒河啊，只是呢为了获得哈来世获得一个更好的啊机会去呢从事服务。不一定是那种哈非人格解脱啊。
我提议了
啊，
那个阿加米勒给他那个儿子一起名吧，然后那个那里要么就把他的罪责给拿走了，这点就说往下面我就不太理解了啊。他就是在叫他的儿子的时候，等于是叫的圣名，是不是啊？然后等于叫的圣名，他等于在做奉献服务。可是呢，这样呢，然后呢，他就进行灵修了。进行灵修以后，然后呢，他的那个就是在做罪，他无意中呢得到了低级萨启迪。得到低级萨启迪，然后再做罪恶就不是罪恶了。我这点就不太理解了。
He said, Ajamir, when he's accidentally, you know, chanting Narayan, the name of Narayan, and he's calling his son, and then it's unknowingly he got Diksha, actually.
Like a what?
When he hear, when he chant Narayan, he actually unknowingly he already got Diksha. 并不是说无意间得到启迪的话，他唱诵主的声音。
What happened was when he chanted.
不是。
When he chanted the name of Narayan, the four messengers from Narayan came to him.
当他唱诵呢，就拿来你的圣名的时候呢，哈，四个天使的哈 ，Vishnu Dutta 的话呢来了。
And they gave him like a diksha.
实际上这是几的这几位哈 ，Vishnu Dutta 天使的联谊啊，他们给他 diksha.
You can only get diksha from the devotees.
因为你只能从那奉献者那里得 diksha 的，不是无意间啊。
So.
那个书里面是这么写的，我就所以说我就不理解。书里面写了，有说他那个后边就是他不是叫他儿子嘛，也等于就是唱诵了主的
圣名，对，
是不是啊？然后呢，就是我在无意中得到迪克萨启迪，所以
这是指的他与那个 Vishnu Dutta 的联谊，
哦，
所以呢就属于那 Diksha， 因为你 Diksha 只能从奉献者那里去拿的，无论是有意还是无意啊，只能从来自奉献者 Vishnu 的这个使者。
就比如说我们在生地有些冒犯呐、有些不该做的事儿啊，有互相间摩擦，这些冒犯，是不是把我们刚才那处的那个羊也给毁了？
You mentioned about the Vaishnava Purana, you be like a mad elephant to destroy everything. So she mentioned about when they were in Kartik in the dam, making many offenses.Maybe quarrel with each other, devotees, you know, they're living together, some quarrels, you know. And then it's also like the destroying the seat of our bhakti, the same.
Well, it's not the same as when it's with a pure devotee.
那么这个效果的话呢，就是说呢，不像呢，就是冒犯纯粹奉献者那么一样。
For the pure devotee, it's like a maha, 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 maha offense.
因为呢，对于呢，这个呢，纯粹奉献的是玛哈玛哈玛哈的这个冒犯，就是很大很大很大的冒犯。
But even if we criticize somebody who actually has that fault,
但是呢，就算我们呢去批评别人这个人身上确实有这个过错，
or,
我们批评他了。
If we criticize somebody who doesn't have the fault,
或是呢你去批评一个人身上没有这个过错，
it doesn't make any difference.
都没有区别。
Their fault comes into us.
他这个过错呢还会来到我们身上，不论这个人身上有没有这个过错，
like,
还是没有。
Suppose I spend my time criticizing the ISKCON gurus because they're offensive to Guru.
比如说呢，现在我开始天天呢去批评那 ISKCON 那些guru 啊，因为他冒犯了我们 Guru Day 等等，我们开始。
So if I criticize them, it's not an offense. If I criticize the ISKCON gurus because they're offending Guru Day, I'm not committing an offense. However, by thinking about them and talking about their faults.Their faults come into me by the bridge of consciousness.
他说呢我去呢批评他们尽管不是一个冒犯但是的话呢，因为我老沉醉在他们这种过错之中我的知觉就跟他们呢搭上桥了。
So,
这个东西他就过来了。
So no matter who we gossip and criticize about, it's going to hurt our bhakti.
所以呢，无论我们去聊别人聊什么东西，或是批评谁聊别人什么东西呢，那么终究呢会伤害到我们的 bhakti 风爱。
Gurudev gave you the example of an electric wire.
Gurudev 给的例子呢，就像电线一样，电线。
If the tips of an electric wire is not insulated, but it's just naked, bare, and if I throw water up at it, then that electric current will come and kill me.
那么呢，这个电线如果呢有一部分是裸露的没有完全绝缘的，那么我这个水呢沾到它了
Even if it's true, even if it's false, it doesn't matter. It goes around the world and comes back to me, and the fault comes in me.
所以的话呢，这个过错尽管它是真的，这些人确实犯了这个错过错，但是呢，你这样一说出来，它转了一圈回来后还是击到你了。
And Bhakti Devi goes away.
风爱女神的话呢，也会远离你。
Gurudev said, if I'm habituated to criticize, then eventually I'll start criticizing.My Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna, and I'll just go away and become a complete karmi.
那么 Gurudev 说呢，如果你去批评的话呢，终极来说呢，又回到呢，你去批评自己的 Guru， 批评呢 Mahaprabhu 批评呢，就是最后呢，完全呢，变成一个 karmi.
Any other question or comment?
还有没有问题
That was a good question.
就我今天早上就在问了，没来得及，就别打错了很多纸，那些纸上面都有那个圣名，或者是有 good day 的名字，或者有圣地啊什么的那些纸，你看那纸肯定是没有用了。还有那个烧香那个盒，盒上面有 Krishna 的像啊。那些我在家里烧的，我呛着自己的不得了，人家邻居都快叫救火队来了，像那都烧不掉，也没法弄，那样的像办法，我想把它包起来带回圣地去。
啊。
或者怎么办？怎么处理这些东西
？He said all this, he printing many, you know, different things. He said Guru Day's name.
Say that again.
He printing many things, you know, is useless now. For example, some of the, some part of the.You know, lectures or books, you know, all kind of things she printed. But it's mentioned about Gurudev or other many things. But this is useless now. Don't want to use this anymore.
I don't understand.
He printing. Many, she printing many things before.
Books of Gurudev's?
No books, different things, different materials, you know.
Yeah.
But it's useless now. She want to, like, to throw it. She
about Gurudev?
No, different kind of person, you know, spiritual topics.
Oh, just not Krishna conscious. Just
it's Krishna consciousness.
Before she joined Gurudev.
No, also now.
Yeah.
Because it's useless now. You know, some of the things, materials.
Yeah.
Like a, 歌片。
歌片你没有用的，你不打错了的歌片啊。
Sometimes misprint, you know, or the song book, or some part of some book, you know. Different things, these materials. She don't want it anymore. And she want to throw it. So how can
he
destroy
it? She could put it in the ocean or the river?
Ocean, there's no ocean here.
River?
River. 你在它放到河里面去。
放到河里面，河里不让放，河里肯定不让放这一份经
文。没问题的，应该。
Why is it useless?
No, some misprint, or somebody print things you don't use anymore. Maybe.
Can you give an example?
有什么东西你说你有哪些东西？
比如说，就像那个，我给从前给他们打好多次隔片哈，都有打错的，然后那个就不能复印了，然后有一堆。还有些那个打的就是固定的那个文章，有的打完了以后那些东西都不对了，比如打错了或错格了，它就不对了。比如这个差两行，那个差两行，肯定不能拿那复印。那么这样的东西就日积月累，从2003年到现在积累很多了已经。
So many years, you know, from 2003 to now, 6 years, all these misprints, you know, like lectures, like a songbook. You know, they sometimes print and there's a wrong thing there. They don't use anymore.
Oh, like. Before it's published, different editing.
Yeah, different editing
drafts.
Things, you know, yeah.
Yeah. We have to throw it out. What can we do?
Oh, 要扔掉那怎么办呢?
When you go to the printer, and the printer is going to make a book, hundreds of pages are wasted. It's just, what can you do?
那没办法。
拿绳，拿个绳埋了行吗?
Put in, to bury it is okay.Did in the ground and
yeah, anything. You can just give it out to people.
It's not could be given.
Huh? Not worth
no,
it.
Not worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it in a box in the ground or put it in the river.
This can put it in the dustbin.
Put it, huh?
Dustbin.
Put it in the dust. What can you do?
那放到垃圾里面也是可以的，没问题。没办法。
那不会冒犯吗？那名字。
It won't be unfair.
我拿塑料袋包起来，那这样。
What can, there's nothing that can be done.
没有办法的哦，这样子。
It's like I'm an editor of Gurudev's lectures and books, and we have so many drafts.
Yeah, 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 that's the thing.
And then we use one side, and then we have the other side's blank, so then we'll use the other side, and then we have to throw it out. There's nothing that could be done.
哦，没办法，要扔掉的。
There's nothing that could be done.
还有一个特别不明白，我就是。比如说我这个想法很糟糕的啊，比如说我非常爱帕帕德啊。
I know it hurts the heart, yeah. But there's nothing that could be done.
说。
2006年的到我跟随伊斯康到那个住在伊斯康庙里，对吧？那帕帕德三玛蒂非常美丽，
对
那个温达文。
嗯
然后每天呢，很早第一个就到那个庙里去啊，转。但在转的同时呢，我很爱那个我叫他爷爷啊，我都非常喜欢爱他。但我想就，我们不是这个躯体，对吧？那啪啪的躯体也是一个人的躯体，那他也不是这个躯体，他是个天上的 mandarin 啊。那我们为什么要建一个三玛地，把它放在这里头，然后我们每天都不知道咱去转。那个我就很不懂。那退而类之哈。那就说，就我就更不明白大家都为什么要弄上盐呐、撒上这些东西，然后把这个躯体保护在这里。
What'd she say?
She said about things that we don't have this bodily conception, but why we establish this samadhi for the sages, like Srila Prabhupada, you know. They're making a samadhi, and then, but Prabhupada is not this body, you know. It's a manjari, it's a spiritual form. But why we make this samadhi and we, you know, do parikrama and we keep all, put this thought, all these things to keep the body, you know, to do
for the exact reason that we know that the spiritual master's body is spiritual.
Mm.
He's not his body, but his body is
it's not
his
like
body
us.
Is a spiritual body, it's chinmoy, transcendental.
那么就像的话，这个帕巴德的这个身体的话呢，也不是物质躯体，而且称chinmoy啊，就是说他也是超然的。
Just like Gurudev is not his shoes.
就像
But still we worship his shoes.
Gurudev 呢，并非他这个鞋子。但是我们有时候呢，哦，得了 Gurudev 这个一些用品哈，比如说鞋子等等，我们也拿来崇拜。
Oh, that reminds me, in Nanning, we're worshiping Tulsi, we circumambulate Tulsi in the morning,、
嗯、
and then also Gurudev's shoes, but his shoes should be lower than Tulsi, because、
哦、
he's a devotee, he's playing the part of a devotee of Tulsi.、
嗯、
so instead of being on that high table, it should be like a pillow, a nice pillow that's just for him.On the floor below Tulsi.、
嗯、那么他所讲到了南宁的奉献者哈，比如早上我们绕拜图喜的话呢，会放上 Gurudev 那双鞋子啊，啊，那么他说位置，读 Gurudev 鞋的位置应该稍低一点啊，因为他是一个仆人哈，就 manager 就是那个，因为 Vrindavana 女神是 Sakhi 嘛，他是一个放在较为低一点的位置啊，不是放在高的比较高还高啊这个桌子上。
Or it can also be in a glass box or like a see-through plastic box、
mm.
and worshipped like that so it doesn't collect dust.、
Oh.
But the Gurudev's shoes are worshipable and he's not his shoes. His
尽管的话 Gurudev 呢并非这个鞋子但是他的鞋呢也是值得崇拜的。
So similarly to put the Guru in Samadhi is because his body is transcendental.
那么同样的道理的话呢将一个 Guru 像这种圣人的话呢最后放入 Samadhi 的话呢也因为呢他这个身体的话呢也是超然的
And so that becomes a place of worship
成为呢将这个地方变成一个崇拜之地、
Just like there's a Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at the Radha Damodar Temple in Vrindavan
就像呢在那 Radha Damodar 这个庙的话呢有呢 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati 他库帕帕德的呢这个呢叫 Pushpa Samadhi 就是鲜花的鲜花的 Samadhi
不是真正 Samadhi And also the Samadhis of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Jiva Goswami and Gurudev does RT and worships there and we all follow behind him
It's the real Samadhi of them
I think it's a Pushpa Samadhi but Gurudev offers obeisances, worships, sings we sing the Prabhupada song you know, Sujanar Buddha doing RT to him.
那么 Gurudev 呢同样在那边进行崇拜。
At his small samadhi in Vrindavan.
在 Vrindavan 这个 samadhi 还是鲜花 samadhi 就是不是真正 samadhi。
So it's a place of worship and remembrance.
它成为一个呢缅怀和崇拜的那么一个地方。
And a place that gives benediction.
也是一个呢给予呢赐予祝福的那么一个地方。
Just like we go to the samadhi and bhajan, bhajan stali, bhajan kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami at Radha Damodar.To pray to them, get their blessings.
就像我们去到那哈拉达达玛达这个庙呢哈，去到卢帕戈沙米的这个萨玛底和呢巴江库提尔哈巴灵修的小间呢，那么这里边去祈祷哈等等啊，去祈求他们的祝福。
We read that our Prabhupada prayed to, when he was in Radha Damodar, he prayed to the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami to give him strength and blessings for traveling to America.
当时呢哈，帕巴德在那卢帕拉达达玛达这个庙居住的时候呢，也向呢哈卢帕戈沙米这萨玛底祈祷。希望呢他能给他祝福哈，能够让他呢去美国传教等等。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to the samadhi of his Gurudev and take the dust from there and eat a little bit of dust every day.
那么呢哈，马普布呢也曾经去呢拜访他的灵性导师的 samadhi 哈，去呢抓取那里面尘土，每天吃一点点这是一种缅怀也是一种呢怀念缅怀和呢祈求祝福。
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else?
还有没有别的？
假如说一个人他冒犯了那个纯粹奉献者，他以前在奉爱上做的那些努力，还继续保有吗
？If the someone offend the pure devotees, and then all his what he done before, you know all he accumulates before, this of blood will be kept.
Oh,
or it's just totally lost?
It will definitely be covered.
啊，被覆盖。
But it can be revived by repentance.
那么通过他的忏悔，通过他
never doing it again.
啊，忏悔和呢哈，就是说呢，哦，再也不犯了啊，就是说呢，去发誓啊，再也不犯的话呢，他可以再次呢复活啊，他被覆盖掉。
And how covered can it be?
那么这种覆盖究竟有多深呢？有时候。
Gurudev said that the people who were sending out internet messages telling everybody not to come and see Gurudev, otherwise they'll go to hell. Krishna is very worried because he's already made so many really great hells, but he hasn't made a hell good enough for them yet.
那么哈，对于那些呢哈，就是上当的哈，就是用一种呢，比如说像一些现代的一些工具的哈，像因特网啊。网络哈，去散播这种哈诽谤谣言哈等等，比如说呢，叫某某人啊、那些人不要去跟一个圣人联谊，或是奉行者联谊的话呢，这种的话呢，这个冒犯很大的，Krishna会很担心的。
Or rather bad enough for them.
哦，就说呢，他造了很多地狱，但是没有一个地狱哈，就说呢，能够容纳这些人呢。
But they can be freed from that by repentance and begging forgiveness and never doing it again and serving.
啊，本身的话呢，通过忏悔哈，通过去服务的话呢。他们可以呢，哦，把这个覆盖呢哈掀掉。
就是奉献者家里有神像，晚上他要供奉他的沐浴完了，那个供奉完了，他念嘎啊吹行吗？就不用再单沐浴了。
什么意思啊？沐浴。
就是给神像供奉食品的时候，不得沐浴完了去供奉吗？
对对对。
然后他这样完了，他再念诵那
Gayatri。可以啊，可以啊。你说 after offering can we chant the Gayatri? Or during the offering we can also chant the Gayatri?
What? Oh, offering boga?
Yeah, boga.
Well, I was just reading in the Archana Deepika. It says that during the offering, one chants the one can chant the Gaura Gayatri and the
Kam Gayatri.
The Gopal Gayatri and the Kam Gayatri, either the Gopal Gayatri or the Gaura Gayatri and the Gopal Gayatri, and inside the altar, and then going outside chanting the Kam Gayatri, and then the Panchatattva Maha Mantra and then the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But you're asking about the whole.
Yeah, when you finish all these things outside, can you chant your own Gayatri?
Sure, why not?
And after also you can chant your Gayatri.
Sure, why not?
可以的，没问题。就像你供奉的过程中，你已经唱完了这个曼陀罗，你可以念你的 Gayatri 曼陀罗。在供奉过程。
Because you have to wait for 15 minutes anyway.
因为你要等嘛，你本身供奉要等嘛。
10 or 15 minutes while the Lord eats, so you can certainly chant your mantras.
也就是说呢，你本身就要等那10分钟、15分钟啊。那么在等待过程中，你可以唱你的 Gayatri 都没问题。
If it's the Sunday time，
一定沐浴吧。
啊？
就是供奉的时候不是不沐浴吗？它是神像。
它是有神像的话呢，最好
沐
浴啊，服务的话是吧？
那相片不需要吧？
一般的情况下的话呢，就正规来说 Gayatri 的话呢，应该是沐浴后唱的。但是我们条件不足的话呢，要做阿曲门净化哦。
那我
阿曲
门净化就这个吧。
阿曲门就净化 Om Keshwan 吗 ？Om 吗？
啊，对啊。那我们的 Om。
那是在旅途中吧。
那个就比如吧，毕师的显现日和彩天娘显现日，不是都毕师嘛，是吧？毕师就是不喝水，也不能就是揉捣食物。但是你比如做做那 RT 吧，你不在净口净手嘛？净口的时候，那水不是那喝了到嘴里边那算不算？
哦，进食的时候不要喝。
啊？
不要喝。
就进口的时候不能喝，那三滴水也不能喝。
不喝，你包before like a full fast， you know some like Jamastami, Gopunim, you fast until the moon you know rise or fast the whole day, you should not do achievement during this time, this fast.
All right, didn't we ask about that?
Yeah, in Nanning, but this is again in here.
No, but what was the answer in Nanning?
New jar for new jar, can we do that?
I know, but Prajnath answered it, didn't he?
Yeah.
What
so don't drink.
No. Yeah, just do it in your mind. Say the mantras and do it in your mind.
And then also not brush your teeth even.
Yeah. Right.
他说做前戒的时候呢，甚至不要刷牙。
But if you're going to do deity worship, then you can brush your teeth, because you have to be pleasant for the deity.
啊，但是呢，做神像崇拜要刷。前戒的话呢
？If you have to make an offering to the deity, or address the deity or anything, then brush your teeth.
那如果呢，比如说你要给崇拜神像呢，肯定要刷下牙哈，要干净嘛。那么，但是如果呢，你去做前戒的话呢？甚至不用刷牙，不要刷牙。
But you can do Achman by mind.
通过呢，这个心意做 Achman 净化啊 ，Om Keshava Nama, Om Nama Nama, Om Madhava Nama。不要把这水喝进去。如果你做全戒的话，
就念就行了哈。
嗯。
那早晨比如吧，不说见，就是大便完了以后要进口吗？
嗯。沐浴。沐浴。
沐浴漱口也不行，每天因为你早晨。
So after like you know.After passing stool, you know, you have to wash yourself, like a mouth, wringing mouth, and also like take a bath. So also we don't do this wringing of the mouth.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, rinsing of the mouth. I don't know, because I never do this near job. I'll find out about washing the mouth.
Hey, Jamasami, huh?
Jamasami
also. New job.
I mean, we have to bathe and we have to clean ourselves after going to the bathroom. That we have to do.
Yeah.
Because that's outside. But as far as rinsing the mouth, we'll ask Madam Maharaj.
他要问一下哦，不知道这个漱口的问题，洗澡肯定要的嘛。
Any one last question?
Oh, she asking about if lady have the every month, you know?
Yeah.
Can he water the pussy? Or no. Just hold, you know, because sometimes some duty alone.
If one is alone, then, and pussy's drying up and dying, then we have to.
他说你的情况就是说呢，要是单独一个人已经很干了，pussy要死了，你才叫。如果平常比如说还可以等两天哦，一帮那个。
Yes.
So offering also no going.
Offering no unless we're alone and there's no other alternative.
Oh yes, they're alone. Oh. If somebody is alone.
If somebody is alone, then they clean themselves by mantra and
also
I mean extra.They have to offer because.
If 一个人的话呢，就供供奉。
If you have a deity.
No deity is just picture. Also have to offer.
Well, you have to offer
yeah.
because you can't eat boga.
嗯，要供奉。他说，你不能吃 boga 的。
可以在神
坛
上供奉。
嗯。单独一个人。
If you're alone, yeah.
一个人。还有没有问题
？Just you know, pray and mentally unmonthly yourself and. Meditate that you're clean and beg forgiveness and all that.
也是可以做的，如果一个人的话。
Main things to be conscious in a good mood towards the deity.
主要是让神也对针对神像的话有个好的心态。
In a worshipful mood and
崇拜心态。
Humble and begging forgiveness mood.
哦，去呢恳求他的原谅哈。OK， 今天的课差不多了。
And Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol Kirtan. So is the Mangala still there?Will she be there for the kirtan? Or should I take the computer away or leave it here? Leave it here?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Hare Rama, Hare Rama 明天见了啊，好的，
再
见。晚上课程结束啦。
加呀加呀怕不怕
加
呀加呀怕不怕加呀加呀怕不怕
他在神坛里边，他个米嘎，他个米嘎，他在车上老火，你们那唱啊。然后我留了些剩下几个，都跟着唱，越唱越
冷。
他这叶儿敲上了，
好做，好做。
你一人挑一人唱，特别美。夕阳西下一会儿，有晚霞，你唱的特别好。
黑色，看到没有？
你看那个晚霞一落眼，那个唱的那个什么二曲，特别美。
没什么事吧？
我
先走了啊，
我实在这样走我就受不了了，太远了。
你慢慢点，
一直站在那个上头那
边。对对对，一到到月台，一到月台。
啊，你们这方面近一点。
再近。应该转身转好几次。
对，
你是。
你先走，你先走。我不先不走，我叫不这么站过去十七站，我哪
站
得了啊？
见过你，
但是站着没坐，你在那站过去，也真受不了。
哦哦，
我这个，我为了稍微空一点。
我还好，上一桌儿
那你这岁数在这儿，
你看课了吗？
没课呢，没
课呢。
好的，很真诚的。
你那个张哥，
谢谢你，谢谢你。愿意带您屁股，
带把枪来。
您
今天来，为什么没来？
希望明天再见到你。
什么意思？
我想见到
他，不能，
不想离开你，
是不是吗？
啊，问过他，
那不得
了，饶了你，
我是不是
不
色？
我想干嘛？
给你，
哎呦我
的，今天晚上你。
我忘了
你啊。